All right. Well, testimony time. So what a marathon, and I appreciate Dr. Morgan and all those that went down with our college students, church members, and our teenagers, and had a great time. Dr. Morgan, if you'd remind them how many folks we won to Christ and where we went before we start having testimonies.
All right. Well, what a blessing, as I said earlier, to be a part of a ministry that believes in soul winning. Amen. And not only doing it here, but doing it in other places. Every year we have a soul winning marathon. We take all the college students, several of our young people from the Christian school or from the youth department, and we go down to a church somewhere, usually here in Florida, but at other times we've gone outside the state just to kind of give them a little bit of a shot in the arm and get them some prospect. But the main thing is seeing people saved. And so this year we went down to Fort Myers, Florida, Emmanuel Baptist Church in Fort Myers, Florida. Brother Dr. Bob Oswardi is the pastor there. And we spent 5 days there. 145 people received Christ as their Savior. And probably at least that many, if not more, other prospect cards of people interested in the ministry. So we appreciate a church that helps us fund that kind of stuff. And we appreciate you folks having a college here. So we're going to go ahead and get this started, okay? Now, don't think I'm rude or mean or anything like that, but if I interrupt them and tell them to sit down, that's because they didn't listen to us, okay? They were told. All right, don't think I am, but don't think that, all right? All right, let's go ahead and we'll get this started. I'm going to have the president of the student body come up and give the first testimony.
All right.
Daniel Firth is his name, in case he forgets.
Thank you, church, for sending us out to Fort Myers. It was just a great blessing to be able to be a part of this ministry and just be a part of this church. And one of the special blessings that I have is to work with the teenagers here. And I was paired up with one of the teenagers, Joseph Peach. During the week, we also had Sharonda, a college student in our team, and another teenager, Megan Hutchison. And it was just a blessing to be able to be with that group. Between me and Joseph, we were able to see three souls saved, so that was a blessing. But what was a little unique about that is that none of them were actually at the door themselves. We went, we knocked, but people either was already saved, went to a church, didn't want to talk to us, and just kind of pushed us out, right? But there was those three people that we got to see saved. They were just walking down the street. And Amen. Me and Joseph, I was like, Joseph, go get him. So it was a blessing to be able to push Joseph out of his comfort zone a little bit. And we were able to talk to him. One of them was a young man. He was, I believe, 17 years old. And we were talking with him. He looked like a Florida dude. If you can imagine that, he had long wavy hair, no shoes on, just living life, right? So he was just walking down the street and he said, oh, I heard something about you. My buddy just told me that there was people out telling people about Jesus. So we were able to talk to him and he accepted Christ as the Savior. I know it was just a great blessing. But I'm going to steal a little bit of someone else's testimony. Our ladies in our group was talking to his friend, and they were able to get saved too. And they can tell you a little bit more about that, but it was just a blessing that, you know, just someone walking by, we were able to stop and talk to. And they came out just because their friend had told them that there were people talking about Jesus. And he didn't come from a Christian home or anything, so he's talking about how hard it was to learn about God. So he seemed really encouraged. He wanted to check out the church and everything, and it was just a huge blessing.
TikTok,
thank you, church.
TikTok. Daisy Caldwell, sophomore here from West Virginia.
Good evening, church. This was my second sewing marathon that I was able to go on with the college, and it was really good. There was so much stuff that happened, like every single day. But for me personally, I think this one was harder, like spiritually, for me than the first one, because it was just a little bit, I would say, like, the people in Fort Myers were just colder to the gospel than from my freshman year, and so it was really hard to be able to get through the plan of salvation. And my partner was Grace Parsons, and which if she gets a chance to tell testimony, she can tell it too. But we both kind of went through it that week because the first day we went out soul winning, and both of us were never able to see anyone saved. And then all day Wednesday we went out and we weren't able to see anyone saved. And all day Thursday we went out and we weren't able to see anyone saved. And I was personally just getting discouraged because you were hearing stories of people like, yeah, we got to see this person saved. We got to lead this group to the Lord. And I was just praying. I'm like, Lord, why am I not seeing anyone saved? Like, is it something in my heart? Is it like, I don't know. I was just, you know, I wasn't understanding why because I was really excited for it. And I just was praying. And the Lord reminded me of Jeremiah and how he preached for so many years and never saw anyone saved and just went through so much and how he just didn't stop. So I was like, well, Lord, if like Jeremiah can do it for that long, I can do it for another day. And then on that Friday, it was going to be the last road that we were able to do. And Grace was able to see a soul saved. And so that was really exciting. But I'm like, God, please let me just see one soul saved. And it was like supposed to be the last door that we were going to be able to knock on. And I went up and a girl, Ashlyn, opened the door and I was able to lead her to the Lord. Like one of the last people I was able to talk to. And that was just like, that was just like a sign that like God hears my prayers. And it just was really encouraging to me. And I just want to thank the church for all the prayers and all the support and just giving us the opportunity to go on to do that. I know a lot of people don't, so just thank you.
Amen. Amen. All right, Lennox, your turn. Sophomore from New Mexico.
Oh, just kidding. thank you, church, for letting me go to, this was my second year, soul winning marathon. It was a blessing. Like what Daisy said, it was kind of a challenging of leading. Like, I'm just going to go shoring it out. I didn't lead no one to the Lord until Friday. It was just a blessing when I thought about it. It was, we knocked on this door. This old lady already knew the Lord and was just talking about, I'm so grateful that you and my partner Anthony are just leading people to the Lord and just not afraid of knocking on doors. And she said, let me just pray with you guys. And she said a prayer of encouragement and just encouraged us not to be discouraged of the people that didn't want it or were just Karens or whatever, you know. And it was like that when we were knocking on this street. People were like, why are you knocking on our door? And then I was kind of discouraged. But after I didn't even have to knock on this door, he was already in his car on his phone or something. And then I asked him, his name was Sean. And it was one of those people that I gave the whole plan of salvation, but he understood. I'm like, you know, you're a sinner. I said, yeah, but I was hoping for like a fight back, you know? But it was just one of those like, I know. I'm like, really? You do? And then I'm like, come on, like push back, please, come on. Like, I wanna fight. Just kidding, no. But it was a blessing. He got saved and it was encouragement. And amen. I think my time's up, so.
TikTok.
I feel hysteria coming at me.
Amen. All right. Well, now we got Sharonda Eliska, freshman from Orlando, sort of.
Hi, church. My name is Sharonda. I'm a freshman here at Landmark. And for a soul winning marathon, for me, it was a bit discouraging because, well, I don't know why it was discouraging because I've led two people to the Lord. I got to speak to two people the first day when we got to the hotel. We just got there, and I remember Ben Hogan coming up to me, and he's like, hey, go talk to that lady in the lobby. And I was like, why me? Why are you picking me? Go talk to her yourself. And so so I ended up going up to her. Like, I stopped thinking about it, and she made a profession of faith, so that was a blessing. And then later that week, I got to talk to someone, and her name is Gabriella, I believe, and she made a profession of faith as well. But the week was a bit hard because I think I was more focused on, like, what I could do instead of what the Lord could do through me. Mm-hmm. And so I learned a lot through this week, and just I'm looking forward to next year, being able to go out soul winning and doing that again. And I just thank you, church, for, you know, having faith in the Lord to, you know, give to this. So thank you.
Amen. All right, Elijah Versellis, he's a freshman this year.
All right, thank you, church. I was with Jacob Scavone and Grace and Daisy, and it was a good week for me and Jacob got to talk to three people and see them saved. And we had lots of other good visits, like one lady who she said her church was closing down, and that was just a blessing for her. To she said she was going to check out the church, so hopefully, you know, maybe that was the church for her. And but the three people that got saved, one of them was a middle-aged man named Dominic, and he got saved, and that was good. And then two that were really special were two boys in the same neighborhood, but talked to them separately. And they were really special because one was also named Dominic. They had put us all on a street, about like six pairs, just to finish up that street. And we were behind a few other groups, and they had left a flyer on the front door, but he came out the side door after they walked away just to take out some trash, and we were able to talk to him and go through the gospel with him, and he got saved. And then another boy that one of the other groups we found out later had given him a flyer in the back of the complex, but he was kind of just nervous and scared to talk to them. But by the time he got to the front of the complex, we ran into him, and we were able to stop him, talk to him, and he also got saved. So it's just a blessing that nothing like the other soul winners, you know, they did their part and started talking to them or left a flyer on the door, but then God gave them a second chance to hear the gospel, and they got saved. So thank you, church.
Amen. All right, Charity Bradley, a sophomore from Orlando.
So first of all, I want to thank all of you for praying for each and every one of us this week. It was a huge, huge, huge blessing. Yes, it was a rough soul winning marathon. It was hot. We all got sweaty. I know each and every one of us got sunburned, even though we put on sunscreen. But it was a huge blessing. My partner for the soul winning marathon was actually Mrs. Howen, which as soon as I heard that, I'm like, yes. But I also had Jacoby and Carter on my team, and I think overall we won about 12 souls. Overall, I think we won about 12 souls in our group, but I have to say my favorite door that I got to knock on was the absolute last door. I was tired. I was just discouraged because I kept getting doors slammed in my face or people going, go away, we don't want it. I knock on this door, and this older lady comes out, and, you know, I start to give her the gospel. She's like, oh, I've done that. But she's like, hold on, I want to come outside and talk to you for a minute. So she sat out there with me and Mrs. Howen for a little while, and we were just telling her what we were there doing. And I even told her that, you know, we were out from the college. She's like, the guys had come around. She's like, you know what, I'm going to pray with you guys. So she stopped what she was doing, and she prayed with us. And it was just, it was a huge blessing. But thank you guys so much.
Amen. All right. Josh Van Eiderstein, freshman from West Virginia.
Well, hello. I'm actually from Maryland. My church is in West Virginia. Just like to clarify, I have all of my front teeth. But this Sony Marathon was a fantastic experience. This was my first Sony Marathon. I had heard stories about other ones and people going and seeing 10 to 15 people saved in a week. And I just thought that was... Even seeing five souls in a week, I thought that was just an amazing blessing just to hear about. And I remember coming here for college days, and it's often those testimonies often landed on college days, and just hearing those testimonies was a true blessing. One of the biggest reasons I decided to choose this college was just their zeal for souls, as Dr. Morgan was already talking about. But even through the first day, I'll hurry up because I want to get through this as quick as I can. I was praying for five souls. Really, I was praying for six souls to be saved throughout the week. And I was feeling, Lord, you know, saying five, but I was also feeling six. And throughout the week, I was able to see five souls led to the Lord. And the Lord miraculously gave me and my partner the sixth soul by the end of the week. And I won't say too much more about that, because I'm sure if Austin gets a chance, he might want to tell about it. But if he doesn't get a chance, I'd ask you to come ask me or Austin Jones about it, one of the teenagers here. It was a true blessing and how the Lord gave us that sixth soul. But I want to tell about one lady I was able to talk to, Miss Anastasia. The last day we were there, she was actually the last person I was able to talk to. It was definitely by far my favorite door I knocked on, and I didn't even knock on her door. I was walking up to her house, and she was sitting in her car, and I knew she was in the car the whole time. I saw it running, but I always feel like it's awkward to walk up to the car, so I pretended to walk up to the house and then noticed she was in the car. So I just looked at her, walked over, and I like kind of showed the flyer, because obviously it's kind of scary when someone walks up to your car door. So she immediately put the window down, and I was starting to talk to her, and I noticed pretty quickly that she had an open Bible. It looked like she had just laid next to her as soon as I started getting her attention. And I point that out. I said, I see you have a Bible laying there. She's like, no, I was just reading that. And she looks at that flyer we handed her, and she said, I really need this. I really need a church. I really need to talk to someone about this. I was like, I'd heard stories about stuff like this happening, but I'd never thought it would ever happen to me. And I was like, in the moment, I was like, no way this is happening to me. So I was like, Well, that's awesome. That's what I'm here to talk to you about. So I began going through Plan of Salvation with her, and she was just so hungry to hear it and eager. So we started going through it, and she immediately was, she knew she was a sinner, and she was accepting of that. But right when I was going to move into the penalty of the price of sin, her mom comes out of the house. And so Austin goes over trying to invite her to church. She was having none of it. She was not happy we were even there on our property, really. And she comes over, and we're trying to be nice, and she's just like, shut up, basically. And she goes to the car door, and she kind of shoves me out of the way because I'm at the driver's side door. And she's like, Anastasia, go to the corner store and get me whatever cigarettes or something she wanted. And Anastasia's like, Mom, I'm talking to this gentleman about the gospel. And she's like, I don't care. Go get what I said. I'm your mother. He's not. So I was like, I guess you should listen to your mother. And she's like, the corner store is right around the corner. I will be right back. I was like, okay, I have like a couple more houses. I will do the next one and then come back. But I wasn't sure if he would be able to get back in time. I knew the van was looping around, and I wasn't sure. Because I know we didn't have a lot of time. It was the last couple minutes of the swimming marathon. And praise the Lord, I went to the next house. No one answered. And as soon as I come out the driveway of that house, she pulls back in. So I quickly run back over. Her mom had already come out and gotten the cigarettes and went back inside. So I didn't have to interact with her again, or so I thought. So I continue to go through Plan of Salvation. We get all the way to the end, and she's ready. She wants to pray and accept Christ as her Savior. And her mom comes out yet again. And I just know it was the devil. She comes over. This time, she didn't try to shut me out of the way. She goes to the passenger window, and she's telling her daughter to go to the corner store and get her something else. But this time, her daughter's like, no, Mom, I'm doing this right now. You can wait. And her mom's like, well, how much longer is this going to take? And she's like, I said, probably like 2 minutes. She's like, 10 more minutes. You can wait till then. I was like, okay. So her mom reluctantly said, fine, and stormed back into the house. And Anastasia bowed her head right there and trusted Christ as her Savior. And it was just a fantastic blessing. And again, I've never had someone happen like that before. Someone sitting there reading their Bible, praying for someone to talk to them about it. And I was that one that the Lord used. It was a huge blessing. So many more. If you want to hear about any of the other stories, I'm more than happy you talk to me afterwards. But Sewing Marathon was a huge blessing. And I want to thank Brother Tyler, you church family, Miss Kelly, Dr. Vercellis, all the ones who went with us and were with us. And thank you so much.
All right. Now we got Hannah Castle, a senior from Indiana.
Hello, church. This is my fourth Sony Marathon here at Landmark Baptist College, and each year it's always been a different kind of environment or different kind of neighborhoods we always end up. So this year is definitely the hottest one I've ever been at, and it's definitely some of us have learned the importance of hydration and the amount of water we all went through and or lack thereof. But more importantly, that was that I got to personally lead five to the Lord and at the Sony Marathon, and I was praying. We were several days that we went without our team. I was with Abby, my Sony partner. I also had Francisco and Jose as my team. So that was a fun group we had to getting through down the streets, trying to get through each street. And we were going through all these streets together. And then we were coming up on this corner. And we also had Miss Peach join us later on in the week on Thursday. And we were all talking to these people on the street corner. And then everyone's talking to somebody. And I'm being the sign-up partner. And then Miss Peach comes back from talking to someone. And then I see this boy come in. His name was Terry. And he's like spinning a football on his hand, and he's like walking down the street, and I'm going over to talk to him, and he's like, and we're talking. I was like, well, Terry, do you know if you die today, if you go to heaven? And he was 13-year-old boy, and he's like, yes, I do. And I was like, oh no, it's like when people say like, oh, I know if I'm going to heaven. Did you normally sometimes people would just stop here, but then we press forward. We should press forward and ask him, like, well, how do you know? And he's like, well, I'm a good person. I've done good things. My dad's in the ministry. My dad runs a church. And I was like, well, is it because your dad was, you can't get to heaven based on what other people do. You can't get to heaven because you're a good person. It's based on what your choice is. Because it spoke to my heart because my dad's also in the ministry and he's a pastor. So it's just because of who your parents are and who you belong to doesn't help you get to heaven. And you can see that the wheels start to turn in his head. It was like, do you know that you can't get to heaven because other people, what they do. And he's like, yeah, I understand that. So we led him to the Plan of Salvation, and he ended up getting saved. So that day, so understanding that just because he was where he came from, he could get saved and not because of other people. And so that was an encouragement to me, and it spoke to my heart because I had to come face to face with that myself. And so that was really burning with my heart, so I'm continuing to pray for Terry and enjoying that and hopefully enjoying other Sony Marathons eventually in the future, but I'm glad I ended on a great note for the college. And thank you, church, for praying for us. We appreciated it, and we definitely felt it through the weather. And thank you.
Amen. All right. So now we've got Derek Wright from Jacksonville. He's a sophomore.
Hello. Thanks for praying for us, and thank you, Pastor, for letting us go. This was my third Sony Marathon going on, and this one was, I had Nehemiah as my partner, and so we didn't see anybody save Tuesday or Wednesday, but the funny thing is me and Nehemiah kind of switched doors on accident. So on Thursday, the door that I was supposed to knock on, he did, and so he was able to lead a lady to the Lord, and she was very understanding, and he was able to lead her through the whole gospel and lead her to the Lord. And so the next day on Friday, we're sitting there, and we're waiting on our partners, Jeremiah and John, because they're witnessing to two other people. So me and Nehemiah are just waiting at the end of this street, and we see the van pass by a couple times. We're like, hopefully we can get to the next street and witness to some people, because if we want to witness to one more person before this week ends. And as we say that, we turn around, and there's this guy who walks out, and he's walking his dog. They're like, let's walk over there and witness to him real quick. And we walk over there, and I start talking to him, and he was very receptive to the gospel, and I was able to lead him to the Lord, and it was very encouraging to see that. For me, I would say this week, as most people say, it was very discouraging, because for the first 2 days, I didn't see anybody get saved. And then I saw my partner lead one to the Lord, so that was a blessing. But then I was like, I want to lead one myself. So it was a blessing to see that. And thank you, church, for praying for us. And thank you.
Amen. All right, now we've got Valerie Betancourt, a freshman from right here in our church.
Hello, church. My name is Valerie. This is my eighth year going, if I'm not wrong. And first, I want to thank you, church, for praying for us. I really appreciate your prayers and everything you do, and our professors and our staff at the college that made everything possible for us to go. And I also want to, just thank my dad for going, because he's such an encouragement to me always. And he's always, even though it was, like they say, it was like the hardest swimming marathon I've ever been on, it's just, I was kind of discouraged, but I really wasn't, because I remember I just know my dad's there, and then he was just on a roll with his group, and I was just like, you know what, my dad, I was like, I remember praying before we went on so many marathon, if it's not me leading the souls, let it be someone else. I was just like, as long as they're getting saved and, you know, they get their way to heaven, then that's all that matters. And I was just like, I really love my dad. And he, I just want to thank my dad. And then I got to lead two people to the Lord, Pat and Kinsley, and it was kind of crazy how, like, Pat, she's a lady, apparently, like, three groups or two already went up to her while we were out sewing, and they had asked her about getting saved, but then Miss Kelly, I remember her saying that she's like, oh, she wasn't really open to talking to anybody, so, and then I was just like, you know what, let me just, I was trying to talk to her, I was just like, but I remember Mr. Rosella saying that he's like, it doesn't even really matter if you see a flyer on their hand, that doesn't mean they've been talked to about anything. So I was just like, you know what, I'll just go ahead and talk to them and to her. And then I was just like, you know what, I started talking to her, and it was all because of a lady. She was like, it's no soliciting. I was just like, we're not selling anything. And then she was just like, okay. So then that lady came, Pat. She was just like, is she bothering you? I was just like, it doesn't really matter, ma'am. I've got to deal with this all week, so it really doesn't matter to me. And then so I got to lead her to the Lord, and it was just crazy, because she just, I don't know, people that cry about, you know, the Lord and stuff like that, it just really encourages me. And, I just wanted to thank you, church, for everything. And,
All right, we're going to do two more. All right, so David Sawyer, you're next on the list. And he's so excited, he's been wanting to come up here. He is a sophomore here at the college from our church.
Hey, amen. I was hoping they would take a little bit more time, but amen. We want to thank you all for the prayers and just for the support, and thank you, Pastor, and thank you, Dr. Morgan and Dr. Rosales, and Brother Revel. Thank you for all your help and for all your prayers and support. This was my second soul winning marathon, and the first day, I got to see one person. Sorry, I'm like really nervous right now. Amen. Anyways. The first day, well, I got like 10 minutes, right? I can shake for five more minutes. But anyways, the first day, I saw somebody get saved. And I thought, okay, this is going to be good. You know, that the first part of the week, it's already, you know, already saw one person get saved. And so that was going to set the mood for the rest of the week. But I think Reese saw four or five people get saved. Amen. And it was encouraging to see his boldness and it was an encouragement to see somebody young and just, you know, like not afraid of people, you know, no matter how they looked or anything like that. For the whole week, I did say we were able to present the gospel to many people. And so that was encouraging because it's kind of cool to see when somebody gets it, you know, you can see it in their face. You can see their face turning red and they start feeling uncomfortable and, you know, and you're like, okay, this person's getting it, you know, and you think, oh, they're going to get saved. And no, then they're saying, oh, okay, no. And then you're like, it's very discouraging because you're like, okay, the Holy Spirit's convicting this person. This is 100% this person's going to get saved. And then they say no. And so that's like, you know, like a knife right straight to your heart. And, you know, there was fasting, there was praying, there was weeping during the week. And it was hard because it was hot. And we went to neighborhoods that were a little bit more, you know, wealthy. Not trying to, you know, prejudice or anything. You know, it's just sometimes those are harder to reach because people, you know, depend on their wealth. But
TikTok.
Reese saw six people total, five people total with mine, and it was just an encouragement. And thank you, church, for praying, and thank you for your support, and we appreciate it.
Amen. All right, last but not least, Nevaeh Jackson, sophomore from somewhere near West Virginia or something like that. I'm going to get it wrong.
Hello. My partner, my partner was Jacqueline Peach, and at first I didn't want to go, to be honest, but when I just like started to get closer to that, I got really excited about it, and but I wasn't able to see anybody saved, but my Jacqueline, I think she was able to see three people. But she was a really encouraging partner because I got discouraged a lot because every time I would talk to somebody, like they were just like, I don't want to do that right now. They were like, no, I don't want to. But there was this one time, I'm going to tell you a story. We knocked on this one door and it was Jacqueline's turn. And she opened the door, and she was like, y'all believe all this stuff? And it was just made by a white man. And she was like, there's no point of even going to church because y'all don't even keep the Sabbath day. And I was like, okay. So we just left. And after that, she was like yelling everything. So we just, okay. And so after that, we left, and that's when she was able to help see somebody saved. So, yeah, and I just want to thank the church for making it possible for us to be able to go. And, yeah, bye.
Thank you. Amen. All right. Well, what's it all about? I mean, what are we doing here? We're the most important thing in the world. The reason we have church. Church is a called out local body of believers gathered together for the spreading of the gospel. Amen. So Landmark Baptist College tries to fulfill that part of the commission of the church. And so we appreciate a church that likes to do this. But more than anything else, we've given these testimonies. Maybe you're here today and you've listened to what these students are saying and they're saying, what is that all about? What is that all about? receiving Jesus as your personal Savior. Well, that's what it's all about. Realizing you're a sinner, realizing that Jesus died on the cross for your sin, and realizing that if you will receive Him as your Savior, He will forgive all your sins. We're not talking about a religious experience. We're not talking about a ritual or a rite. We're just talking about a personal encounter with the Savior, Jesus Christ. So as our pastor comes to take over the service, I ask you, please, if you're not saved, we'd encourage you to get saved. As the pianist comes and we stand, I believe we're ready for the invitation. If you could stand and get started. If you're not saved, listen, any one of these young people up front can take a Bible and show you how to be saved. Or any one of us can take a Bible and show you how to be saved. Please don't leave. Come down here. Let us take a Bible and show you what to do. Preacher.
Just like Dr. Morgan said tonight, if you're here and you're not saved, we'd love to take the Bible and show you how you can know for sure that you're on your way to heaven by accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior. Maybe you're a Christian tonight and the Lord reminded you, you know what, I need to be about winning souls. I need to be a soul winner. Maybe you went canvassing with us and God burdened your heart about, you know what, I don't need to just canvass. I need to learn how to win someone to Christ, to take the Bible and to go through the scriptures and share the gospel with them. Yeah, we have soul winning programs to do that. Maybe you need to come tonight and pray and ask God to help you to keep that burden strong inside of you past tonight, where you'll go through the process of learning how to win a soul to Christ. If you need to be saved, we're here to take the Bible and show you. But if you're a church member, you're saved and on your way to heaven, listen, God wants all of us to be a witness of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, not just on certain days, but be a true witness of Jesus everywhere we go, to be able to share the hope that lies within us with others on a regular basis. Brother Bert's going to sing tonight and give you opportunity to come. Why don't you step out and do business with God?